Welcome to the She's Electric podcast. We're in the business of helping you to be your best self.
Click subscribe so we can help you have more money, more success, more love, more laughter, and more time for you. I'm Pia.
And I'm Kaya. Now let's get on with this episode.
Welcome back to the She's Electric podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about clutter. That dreaded thing that I feel has plagued me my entire life. And while I'm on maternity leave, it has been a key thing that I am tackling in my life. Last week, we spoke about my health pillar and the things I'm doing to address my health. I have another pillar, which is my home. And I call it my home, my oasis of calm. And what I picture, my vision of that is that I walk into my house, I can shut out the world, and it's just this beacon of calm and tranquility. And I go in and I'm surrounded by things that I love, that are beautiful. I don't have a lot in my home, but what I have, I love. This is my oasis. It's me, it's my style, it's everything that I love. And I'm not drowning in junk.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear about this journey, because as we were getting into last week, this is another area in which you have invested in expertise.
I have. So I have worked with a home reorganization expert. So I never thought I would actually pay to have someone come in and declutter my home. And now having done it, can I just say it is the best money I have ever spent.
I love that even this kind of job exists. I think it's such a great example for people to begin to think about. Like, you can create a business around anything that you're passionate about, anything that you love, and something that's your specific natural talent. It's a very specific thing to love decluttering and organization. And now this kind of woman has created this amazing business about it that you just said was like such an exciting investment for you.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because it was actually a joy to watch this woman come into my life, come into my house, and just this is her area of genius. She's just amazing at this. I keep saying it, it has never been an easier time to set up a business. And so many of the needs of women have not been addressed throughout history because the men were the ones creating the businesses. And now women can just go out and they can say, I'm really good at this. I'm going to create a business around it. And that is exactly what Hazel Burton has done from The Home Reset. That is the name of her business, The Home Reset. We will link to it in the show notes. But this is just something that she was really good at. And she loved organizing her friends' homes. And then she eventually was like, people keep asking me about this. She worked in hedge funds. So she was in a very high powered job. And she ended up setting up her own thing. And I have to say, she is a badass at what she does.
I love that pivot from hedge funds to like decluttering. I know.
Absolutely. I'm going to let you know the price, because it was an investment, right? So when she initially came to me, I thought I'd put aside €500 for this project, including like buying everything. And she said, I'm €450 a day. And I think looking at your house, we'll need about 3 days. Or she said 2 days, but probably more. And I was like, whoa, okay, wow. So 900. I was like, that's a significant investment. And so I went back to Hazel and I said, I have put aside 500 for this, but I really want to do this. I respect your prices, because I would have high prices for what I do. And I think women always undersell themselves.
Yep.
And it was actually throughout the process, what Hazel said to me, she's, I know it's expensive, but I know that I'm good. And yeah. I was like, boom. And I can say now that she is. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to put aside extra money for this. And she said, let's just see what we can get through in the 2 days. We could get through what we get through, and then you can see if you want to do more or not. So the weeks leading up to it, I started a natural declutter project where I just started getting rid of things that I didn't like. The reason why I feel declutter is so important is because if you look at this and feng shui, every object in your home has an energy. So think of it like if you have a vase that was left to you by your granny, but you had a bad relationship with your granny. And every time you see that vase, you think of her, and it's a negative charge. So you're getting a negative charge from that vase every time you see it. Whereas if you have something that you love, a photography book that you got when you were traveling with your friends. And every time you see it, you think of that trip. So you can see from that, that everything in your home possesses a negative and a positive charge. And so I want to surround myself only with things that give me energy, transport me back to good memories, and that don't weigh me down. And what I've really found is since having two children, it's like the house just naturally starts to fill up with stuff. And unless you're continually moving things through, you just start to build up. And I came to a point where I was like, I'm surrounded by stuff that don't bring me joy, that is making me feel weighed down. And it's actually, it's wasting me time because I'm spending so much time cleaning around all this stuff and putting stuff away. So I was getting rid of things. And I want to offer you one really good decluttering tip, which is going to just completely shift how you do things. Don't think about what is it that I want to get rid of. Think about what is it that I want to keep. So once I started thinking like that, okay, what are the things that I love that I want to keep? And then the things that I just was looking at and going, yeah, okay, this is really, this is nice, but it's not really for me. I don't enjoy this. I don't use it anymore. And especially this was the case of my wardrobe. I feel like my wardrobe is something from when I was in my 20s. I was going to festivals. It was just a different life. I was working in an office. I was traveling a lot for work. And it's like, my life is so different now. It's like, I don't go to music festivals. I spend a lot of time in the home because I work from home. I don't need all those business suits that I had. So there's a lot of things that I can naturally get rid of. And if you look at a lot of spiritual texts, they talk about unburdening yourself from your possessions. One of the reasons why I wasn't getting rid of things was I had a pile of stuff that I was like, I'm going to put this online. And I'm going to sell it. And so in these spiritual texts, they're like, just give things away. You have these things in your life and you're not using them. They're just sitting in a cupboard somewhere, but release them back out into the world. Give them to someone who would actually enjoy using them. And once I gave myself that permission to not sell something and put it online, I just started giving stuff away to people that needed it. So a friend, she didn't have a coffee machine. We had a coffee machine that was really good and we gave it to her. And then that got rid of that thing and it felt really good as well. So that is just something, it's just a little shift that I'd like to offer.
Love that.
There was an actual sort of cull in my house, and then Hazel came in, and I have to say, before she came into the house, I was dreading the 2-day experience because I was like, oh, this is something I hate doing. It's not in my zone of genius. I don't like decluttering. I don't like organization. I like the spoils of organization. I'm just not very good at naturally doing it. And it was such a joy to have somebody come into my home. She was so excited about it. When someone comes in and they're actually bringing all of this positive energy, and it was a real wake up call, even just from my own business, that bringing that energy into that initial meeting when your client might be a bit nervous of the journey you're about to embark on. And Hazel just made me feel like I was in the best of hands. And she just said, I'm so excited for this journey, because you really get to learn so much about a person when you're there and you're seeing all their stuff and you're going through it and you're learning what's important to them. So the first thing she said when she came and sat down, she said, I'm just really excited to start this journey with you. And that just set everything off onto a really nice tone. But what she did was, she said, okay, I'm just going to go through all of your cupboards and just have a bit of time to think. So she went through everything and then she said, okay, Pia, tell me about your day. So tell me, like, what you do in the morning? Like, where would you go first? And I was like, okay, I'd first come down and I would get myself a cup of herbal tea. I would then get a bottle for Rafi and I'd start making breakfast for Enzo. And she's okay. And so she sat there and you can see the cogs going in her head, which is just so cool, you know, that she's just like piecing all this together. And she said, okay, you have your mugs over in one side of your kitchen. You've got your coffee machine over there, and you've got your tea bags over there. She's, they're all in different places in the kitchen. She's, what about putting it all in the one place? And I was like, of course that makes sense. She said, everything in your kitchen, it's a flow. There's a flow of energy and you need to flow with it. So we had our coffee machine in the corner and we had all of our placemats and things for the table in the drawer underneath. So she stripped everything out and tea stuff, the herbal teas, the mugs, everything is all in that one space. So we, and actually now all my supplements are there as well. So she organizes things in how you are using them.
I am literally, I'm feeling excited. This is like speaking my love language. Like it's exciting me as she's describing what she's doing for you. Because it's like when you go into a shop or a supermarket, right? They pay people to do this, to streamline the whole experience so that it feels smooth and it makes sense. And most people, like when we are putting our houses together, that's not what we're doing. Because it's not our zone of genius.
No, exactly. And so this is 100% Hazel's zone of genius. She was just able to see things. And it's funny when people call out things, you're like, that was so obvious, but I just couldn't see it because this is just, I set up the kitchen this way when I moved in and we didn't have much stuff. And then as more stuff built, it just became problematic. So beside my oven, I had some snacks and things and I had a treat cupboard. And so there was food. And then on top, there was like mugs and glasses and things. And then on the other side, there was like my staples, dry food, tins and stuff like that. And then there was glasses and mugs and just some crockery. And she said, all your food should be in one place.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have it split up like that. So you're going to your oven for certain things. And then you're going to the other side to your fridge there. She said, let's keep all your food by your fridge. So everything, all of my nuts, my snacks, any condiments, all of that is just on the side of the fridge. So it's the flow. It's if I need to get something, if I need to make a salad dressing, I'm not going over to different areas of my kitchen to get the oil and then to get the, it's all in the one place. And I have to say, it's been a couple of weeks since we did this and I just don't have to think. I'm not using as much mental bandwidth to go in and do these things. And it's, everything is fitting with my natural routine. So it's like going down and getting a herbal tea. It's easy. And then taking out my supplements is easy because it's right there next to the herbal teas. It's like fitting with how I do things. So it's something I would like to offer to people is look at your home and look at how you do things and then see, have you put things away in a way that suits that? So for example, I had this cupboard that was in prime real estate in my kitchen. It was a drawer and it had all these really cool, fancy little pots and things that I've gathered over the years from my travels. Cause I love like a funky little like dip pot or something like that. And she looked at it and she was like, yeah, they're cool. But how often do you use those dip pots? And I was like, when we have parties. And she was like, yeah, okay. So don't have that in that drawer.
You're
that
like, so drawer how is
yeah, exactly. Like how often do you have parties? Never. And I had all the baby stuff underneath when I was pumping at the time. I had the pump, I had all the baby stuff, I had Enzo's plates and cups and things. And she's, you're using that every day? Yes. And she's like, so put that in an easy to access place. Don't have that in places that aren't easy to access. And so the other thing that was huge is that that drawer that goes under your oven where you put all your baking sheets, I had everything packed up in there. So everything was on top of everything. And she said, if you can't easily access something, you're not going to use it. So I had these really lovely baking trays for my oven that are so perfect. If I'm roasting loads of veg, it's perfect for that. And I was never using them because they were underneath the big baking tray, the lasagna dish. They were underneath the muffin tins. And she's okay, clear it all out. Just have those three trays there so that you can just easily grab them. And then she turned the little cupboard beside it. She put the things that I use like every week. We put them in there. So we put in the big lasagna baking dish. We got rid of the muffin tins because I'm not using them every week. So this was the thing that was such an aha moment. It's like everything, you won't use something unless it's easy to access. So it needs to be easily accessible.
Oh my God, this is resonating so much. And I'm sure it's going to be for people listening too, because how many people have like a Magimix or they've got all these fancy gadgets and they don't use them because it's one step of, I can't be bothered to get it out of my cupboard and plug it in and put it together. If it's on the tabletop, you're going to use it all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And the amazing thing that Hazel did was she comes in and she actually brings all the organization equipment with her that you can buy. That was it was so valuable because I was thinking she's going to come in, she's going to tell me what I'm going to have to buy. And then I'm going to have to go to Amazon and organization stores and IKEA. But she actually sources it all for you. And she'll come in with a selection of stuff and be like, okay, I think we could do with this. So one of the biggest things that I just love that she's done, it's so simple, is all my condiments were in this long, long, very tall cupboard. And they were really hard to get at. I had like soy sauce there that was like, I don't know how many years old. and all these different things. I didn't really know what was there. So we cleaned it all out. We got rid of anything that was out of date, anything that we weren't using or that I don't really use. And then she just put in a couple of Lazy Susans. And so she has one for different vinegars that I use. She has one for the oils. She had one for all those sort of like ethnic condiments and things. And it's and then another one for like jams and honeys and stuff like that. And it's just made cooking so much easier because I know exactly where my oils are. It's made making Enzo's breakfast so easy because it's like the honey and the maple syrup, all of that is just in the one place. So it's everything is about ease of access.
I'm literally feeling lighter just listening to you talk about this. So I'm so curious to know what she did in the rest of the house.
So the great thing that she did in, so we don't have a playroom for our boys. We have our living room, which we've just turned into a playroom. It's, so that brings its challenges. I see when people have playrooms, it can be total chaos and you can close the door and then that's it. But we don't have that. And our living room is a throughway into our kitchen. So it's if it's a mess, it's the first thing you see when you come into your house. It was always bothering me, just these toys everywhere. And so I had actually bought these wicker baskets from IKEA and they go into this table that I have. But she talked about toy rotation. She's like, you can't have all the toys out all the time. There has to be a toy rotation. So we have these four boxes and we broke them out into different, certain of Enzo's toys. Then I have, instead of Rafi's toys just being thrown around the place and I never know where to get them when I'm playing with him, Rafi's toys are all in one box right now. And I had this big chest. And she said, having a big chest isn't, it's not very, you can't access it. You can't get at things and everything ends up getting dumped. But this is all about ease of use. So she got me to get a Trofax from IKEA, which is this little unit and it's got little drawers. And so you can put the individual call it a play item. One play item will go in the drawer. So it's like when Enzo wants to get something, it's like we can just get it out and then it can be played with and then it can be put away as opposed to going into the huge trunk that we had. Enzo doesn't know how to navigate anything. And then he ends up just dumping everything everywhere. Mm. And actually what ends up happening is nothing gets played with.
Totally.
It always looks a little messy. Whereas it's like, it's organization in a playroom is all about small organization. So small little areas where you can put the small little item.
Yeah, as you're saying that, it's really reminding me of this play group that I used to go to. Like it was set up like that. Like they did a toy rotation kind of thing. It wasn't like just loads of stuff everywhere. It was actually like a big space and not that many things and things separated. It's super interesting, isn't it? That everything is about ease of use. Whereas we're the way that our society has skewed us to be is just to like accumulate loads of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? That's what I'm learning about decluttering is I find it really easy to be healthy because I have systems around it. It's just something that has come naturally to me. My fridge is always clean because I'm always rotating the food and I'm cleaning it out. Decluttering is like that. It's a constant thing that you need to do. You need to have systems where you're able to keep the place clean. And so what we have done is, so Hazel set up a box where this is a box where when you see something and you go, oh, I don't want that anymore. But it's too good to throw out. I'm going to put that in the donation box. So that is in a storage cupboard that we have. It's a donation box. And then I have another box. We always end up with this. It's like electrical waste. So electrical waste would always end up sitting on this windowsill. So it would just build up and you're just seeing all this old electronics that are broken. It's bad energy. So I now have it closed away. But whenever something breaks or we old batteries or something like that, it all goes into that box that is hidden away. And it's a constant process that we are doing.
Yeah, I love it. I think it makes total sense. And actually, I'm somebody who like, I enjoy decluttering.
You strike me as a minimalist.
I am an absolute minimalist. And it's something that is, I actually feel like slightly anxious when I go into like people's homes and there's just shit everywhere.
Oh
like,
my God, me too.
I love my mother-in-law. She's absolutely amazing. Like when I go to her house, there's just like so much stuff everywhere. There's like ornaments upon ornaments. And I find all I want to do when I'm there is just put things in a box and just get everything clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just think that I go into a lot of people's homes and I just see that it's not about taste because we can all have different tastes and like different colors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I love like simplicity. I want everything white, but I see things that you were describing it so well earlier that everything does have an energy. And I see a lot of like just useless shit in people's houses. Do you know, like this box, that how long is a box going to be in a place for? You know, if it's been there for more than a month, like what's going on? Just get it out the way. I think I like naturally am so sensitive to energy that actually in my space, I want everything to feel like, to have that sense of flow. And one of the things that I've done since we moved to Portugal is naturally, I think because we've done a lot of traveling, we have shed stuff every time we go. So that's that natural kind of shedding has always, I've noticed that it feels so cathartic. And one of the things that I also really began to recognize was that when I was away traveling, like the less clothes I had, the more simple life felt. Right. Yeah. So it's, I would really love everything that I had with me. And then I'm wearing all my favorite things all the time, and having a capsule wardrobe as your normal wardrobe, it feels good because you're not ever wearing something random. It's like you love every piece. You might feel like you always wear the same things, but it's but you've chosen the things that make you feel good. Right.
Absolutely.
So it just, I really like that concept of like less is more. And when we moved into this apartment in Portugal, it's furnished. And there was quite a lot of just, a lot of the stuff is really nice, but there was like a whole stack of, for example, towels, right? And a whole stack of different bedding, like all the mismatched. It's not horrible, but it's not matching. And there was lots of kind of pots and pans. And I did this exercise, like I was actually finding it quite stressful. And I said to my husband, we have a lot of storage where we're staying. And he was telling me, I can't get rid of anything because it's part of the flat.
It's probably,
So what I actually did like about a month ago is I went through and I just put, I got everything that I don't like, which is I don't want to have random towels that don't match. I don't want tea towels that don't match. And I don't want to have five different frying pans in the cupboard, right?
Yeah.
I want to have two, like one big one and one small one.
And one small one.
That's it.
Yeah.
And actually just by getting rid of, putting all the stuff together and putting it in an upper cupboard has made me feel so good. Because again, it's like that stripping back to natural version.
Yeah.
Complete simplicity. Like sometimes you look in someone's towel cupboard and there's 50 different towels in there. They've got like all of their old towels because they don't want to get rid of them. And it's, oh, but if I'm dyeing my hair or I'm doing this. Okay, you need one old towel. Like not 10 different ones. Every time you buy new towels, get rid of a set.
So it sounds like you naturally do what I am having to learn in my mid-30s, that I was the person who just accumulated all of this stuff. And what I'm realizing is exactly that idea of less is more, that you use things more when you can get access to them, when you can see them. And I had that linen closet that was just bursting with all this different linen. And it happened because Stephen and I built our house and we had nothing. Like we had no furniture, no nothing. And so we started, it wasn't him, it was me. I started accepting things from people. People were trying to get rid of stuff. And I'd be like, yeah, I'll take that. Oh my God, you've got old bedding. Yeah, no, we'll totally use that. We got a lot of this really nice bedding from Stephen's aunt in Switzerland that is like really high quality. It doesn't fit our beds. It's European size. So I had all of this beautiful bedding that we can't use. And it was gumming up our entire linen closet. And so I just worked through it. And it was such a cathartic thing to do. That's the exact right word, where I just got rid of all this stuff. I had this huge pile. The pile that I was keeping was smaller than the stuff that I was getting rid of. And then now we're able to use the linen closet in a much more dynamic way. So we have a pile of stuff, that an area where I keep for presents. So if I'm going to someone and I want to bring a nice little candle or something, it's like I have this section now in the linen closet. And all the nappies that were just out, the nappies that we bulk buy, are in the linen closet. So it's a much more dynamic space. And it's not just for linen. It's like what Hazel did was she creates these bundles out of your linen, which is just so cool. So she calls it a bedding bundle. And she packs up the sheet that you're going to use, the whole set, and then she puts it inside one of the pillowcases, and then folds it over. And so then you just grab out a bundle when you need to change the sheets.
So easy for anyone to do.
Oh my God, it's just been life-changing. Because Stephen and I, what we've been doing for so long is grabbing the duvet cover, going, what are the pillowcases? Where are the bloody sheets? And you just can't find them. Yeah. And now it's like they're all in this one location. It's just saved me so much time.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's another example of like systems. So you were talking about your fridge before and you were like, that comes naturally to you, right? So for me, like having my space clear comes naturally to me too. Like I'm going to spend a bit of time every day because I want that space to be super fresh, like when I wake up in the morning. But if something doesn't come naturally to you, if you've been meaning to declutter your house for 1 year, 2 years, get somebody in, get an expert in. Yeah. If you, the amount of energy that this is draining, just make the investment, because once you start to, the quicker you make the investment, the quicker you're going to get the payback.
That's the thing. I feel like even though it cost me money, I feel like Hazel has actually saved me time and money in the long term, because she created systems. So one of the things she does is she puts everything into little boxes. Everything's in little boxes, so that all my sponges, which were just flung into the cupboard, she has a place where all the sponges and the wire brush and the bristle brush, it all goes in that one place, where all my cleaning supplies are all in a box. So I don't have to actually look for things anymore. I grab out the box and I know where it is. And she put labels on everything. She organized it. So I had a place that was like just all of our snacks. So it was things like unhealthy snacks, like treats. And then there was things like our like cashew nuts and dried fruit and stuff like that. And so she systematized it where the healthy treats, like your nuts and things that we would snack on during the week, is in a box that just says snacks. And then she has the treats up really much higher, so Enzo can't get at them. And that's the chocolate. And it's a small little box. But it's, if you're craving something sweet and you really, a bit of dried fruit isn't going to cut it, you know where to go.
Yeah, it's, I love it. I love it that it's all these little systems, because I just think systems are so valuable. Like when we did the food episode and you were talking legumes, like ready to roll in your fridge, like that has really stayed with me, because I really like legumes and it was just such a quick, easy tip that now like I have, that's part of my like weekly just go to, right? That shit is ready to roll for me every single week. And it's like, you bring in this one small system, which like the other thing for me that you talked about was just like having my seeds and like a nut mix just ready, so that I'm just doing that every single time I'm making myself a plate of food, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes when we see people doing stuff, it looks like it's really fancy and creative, but actually like they've just got a little system around it.
There's always a system, isn't there? And it's not about building up the systems all overnight. It's exactly like what you said. It's, can I just add some legumes into my fridge? And it's like, right now I've got a pot of butter beans in a dressing, a French dressing, and they're just sitting there marinating. And then just like what you said, like this morning I was making an omelette for myself and Enzo, and I threw some butter beans in just to get some extra protein into it. And it's just because they're there and they're marinating, they're ready to go. And I'm probably going to have some for my lunch tomorrow. I'm going to add them on top of my salad. So Hazel has taught me about all of these systems, and it's all about put the things that you use every day in easy to reach places. The things that you don't use every day, get them out of the way. And know where they are, have them in boxes, have them in places where it's labeled, and you know that this is where I go to get my cough and cold medicine. Like that's in that one place. She did this amazing thing in my wardrobe, which we had only planned to do the kitchen, the utility and the playroom, but we flew through it. And this is the amazing thing. She just loves doing this. She finds it so interesting. So she, at one point, like I was still in the depths of not getting much sleep. And at one point on day two, I was getting really tired, and Raffi wasn't sleeping. And she said, Pia, you go out, take him for a walk. I know what to do here now. And she did the decluttering for me. And the funny thing is, she actually was surprised at how involved I was. She said, most people just have me come in and do it. So Hazel will do it in whatever way. And a good organization expert will do it in whatever way that you want. I wanted to be involved. I wanted to learn the system from the ground up. But a lot of people just bring Hazel in to do it for them. So either will work. But what she did in my wardrobe was really interesting. I had a lot of my like long dresses and things and long things was hanging in a closet that has two bars. So the bottom bar was being covered by everything. So she said, you're losing out on that entire bar because everything's hanging over it. It always looked messy. So she has this hanging trick, and we'll show it in the social media post that we do on this, because I've got the before and after shots. And you get two hangers, and you hang, say I have a caftan. And so she hung it on one hanger, and then she got the bottom part of the caftan and she folded it over the other hanger and hung it up like the two things together, if that makes sense. And then it hung up. So it stopped everything from draping.
Love that.
So low. It was so good. So now all my dresses and everything, and now I can access both bars.
Pia, I'm so excited. I feel like I just can't wait to get over to my wardrobe and do that.
It's so good. And then all of my leggings and things, she has this little parcel folding method where it's like she folds it, and then she tucks the folded part into the waistband. And then it stands up like a little packet. And it's been like 6 weeks and I'm still doing it. I've stuck with it because it just makes it so easy. These drawers, when I opened them, they were just covered in like loose leggings that would end up not being folded very well. But now it's like I can just grab out one, and all the other ones, because they're the stiff little packets, they don't get disrupted by it. So it always looks neat.
Yeah, it's reminding me of, I remember I used to listen to this fashion podcast, and she would always ask this question to like guests about whether when they traveled, they were like folders or rollers. And I always thought it was really weird because I was a folder. I just used to like my t-shirts are folded. They're one on top of each other. But I actually started to do like rolling. So like rolling everything into a tube and then just doing it like that.
Yeah.
So much better for packing. And I actually do that in my drawers, because it's like, if you have things stacked on top of each other, you can only see the top one. If you do the packaging that you're talking about, where you just do like a roll, you can see everything and you just take something out without disrupting everything. It makes so much more sense.
It's like, organization is all about ease of use. It's I can see it, I can access it, I know what's there. And before I wasn't even wearing 20% of my wardrobe because I couldn't access it. Now I am still on the capsule wardrobe journey, and that is going to be the next thing that I do. But it's like now what I have is I can see it. And she took all of my summer stuff and it's now been put away. I have a summer wardrobe and I have a winter wardrobe. And so now I actually need to do the transition from my winter wardrobe over to my summer one. But it was before, it was all packed into the one wardrobe. So I just couldn't see. I didn't know what I had. Whereas now it's literally, Hazel has halved my wardrobe just by putting things that I'm not wearing at this time of year away.
So what advice would you give somebody who is on the fence about this? It sounds like it's quite a big investment and they're umming and ahhing about whether they should just continue to plan to do it themselves. What would you say?
I would say that if the investment is outside of your budget, that's totally okay. There's so much free information out there. So you can go onto Instagram, you can go onto YouTube, and there are all of these declutter experts that will show you their processes and their things. In the end, I decided to go for Hazel. It's something I toyed with for 3 years before I actually pushed the button on it. Because I had been doing it so slowly for so long, and I just didn't really know what I was doing. And people do say, and I agree with them, that decluttering and organization, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's not something that you're just going to go in and just do. If you're trying to fit it in around your life and babies and your job and everything, it's just pick one drawer, organize that one drawer. But I had gotten to a point where I just wanted to go nuclear on it. And that's what Hazel offered. She offered me the ability to go nuclear on it. And what I found always happened is that I would do that one drawer, and then because the rest of my environment wasn't organized, that one drawer would descend into chaos. And what I found huge value in was by going nuclear on it and having everything organized, it's allowed me to, it's 6 weeks later and everything is still completely the way that it was, which is unheard of for me.
I think that is a great note to end on. Go nuclear, guys. Or if you can make that investment, go nuclear, because I really cannot recommend enough just investing in expertise. It's something that I've done a lot over the last year, and every single time I have a lot of discomfort around making that investment. It feels and every time I do it, I'm like, but this has saved me so much time. When you actually calculate it, like the nuclear option, if it's available to you, it is just like life-changing.
It is life-changing. And the last thing, because that's a really nice way to finish up, but I created a vault in Revolut where I was putting money aside for this. I built it up over time. This wasn't something that I just decided to take 900 euro and just slam it into this. I had a loving my maternity fund is what I call it. And I was putting money into that.
Love that.
I took it from that, exactly. And it's like, there are sacrifices that need to be had. Like Stephen and I don't get takeaways because I can get a ready meal where I don't have to cook from the supermarket. That's really good quality, really healthy. And it's €8.95 versus if we get a takeaway, it's going to cost 35, 40 euro. So that's one of the things that we just don't waste our money on. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the She's Electric podcast. I hope you found the little bit that I've learned about decluttering to be useful. The one thing I'd like to leave you with is, if there is something in your home that is draining your energy, just get rid of it.
Thank you for giving us your time. Did you know that you could change someone's day today just by sharing this episode?
Our mission is to help women. We all want more money, more success, more love, more laughter, and more time for ourselves.
Women Helping Women is how we're going to get there.